Marianne, hello.
Hi, Neil. I'm just a mum from Vista Valley Kinder in Berlin, and we had a break-in last night where some junkies thought they could come and basically trash the Kinder and do whatever little IT equipment the Kinder could have. Just, yeah, really disappointed.
What did they do to trash it? How did they trash it?
From what I understand, because this is all through a WhatsApp group, all the contents of the shelves and bookcases were thrown all over the place. And they, yeah, stole our equipment. So, yeah, thanks to some junkies for ruining the week for our Kinder.
What do you tell the kids when something like that happens?
Well, obviously the email was sent out to say Kinder was cancelled today, but hopefully we'll have it ready back running on Monday. But, yeah, really disappointed because, yes, these junkies just come in and...
Well, hang on, why are you assuming they're junkies rather than just your average garden variety crook?
Well, it's a Kinder. It's a community run, but it's not as if we have the latest MacBook Pro or anything like that on site. So something, we're just trying to steal a few things for some cash and, yeah, make a mess while they're at it.
Desperation. And which Kinder is it, Marianne?
Vista Valley in Berlin. So if anyone saw anything off Air Street last night in Berlin, can you just let Crime Stoppers know? Because, yeah, we're really disappointed. Our Kinder staff don't get paid to clean up other people's nests. They get get paid to teach our kids. So,
Of course they do. No, but you shouldn't have to go through that Kinder or shop or anything. Plenty of small businesses tell you they've turned up to see the place. When you see these ram raids, you know, some bunch of idiots get a big ute and go backwards into a shop and smash the windows to steal cigarettes or electrical equipment or whatever, and you see an increasing number on TV, you tend to forget, oh, yeah, that's an awful crime. Some poor person who owns that shop has not only got a lot of money they've got to make up and go through insurance and everything, but they've got to board it up and fix it and stop work. It's just... And that is as much of a problem as, say, the theft of a couple hundred cartons of cigarettes. You believe cigarettes? How much does it cost for a carton of cigarettes now? Have they become this sort of, it's like stealing gold. What does it cost for a carton of cigarettes? Long time since I've had, in fact, I don't think I ever bought them. I used to buy them by the packet when I was stupid enough.